Terry Mandel, DOD Training and Attorney, a letter to Troy Rivera, Attorney at Law. Address on file of the Ken Nunn Law Office. Dear Mr. Rivera, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Cherokee Strader, please note the following medical letter, period. Cherokee is C-H-E-R-O-K-E-E. Last name, S-T-R-A-D-E-R. On February 27th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 32-year-old female who was involved in an automobile accident on or about September 30th of 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when a vehicle came at her head-on, forcing the patient's vehicle into a ditch, period. The other vehicle was involved in a police chase, period. There was damage to the patient's vehicle, and the patient was jerked, period. Several hours later, she developed pain in her neck and both shoulders, period. Despite adequate treatment, she is still experiencing pain in her neck and both shoulders, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain is described as intermittent, period. It is approximately 12 hours per day, period. It is a burning and stabbing as well as a pinching type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left arm into the fingers, period. New paragraph. Her bilateral shoulder pain is constant, period. It is a burning, stabbing, shooting, and tingling type pain, period. The pain radiates down the back, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. She was told that there was a tear in her shoulder, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day or the next day. She was seen in the emergency room at Terre Haute Union Hospital, period. She saw her family doctor who referred her to Union Hospital Bone and Joint. She was seen several times there by orthopedics, period. She did have an arthrogram of her shoulder, period. She was also had a referral to neurology and pain clinic, period. She had physical therapy referral, period. She was placed on medication and had injections in both shoulders, period. She is still presently seeing a neurologist, and an MRI of the shoulder will be occurring in the future, period. She had an arthrogram which showed a tear in her shoulder, but was told it was too small a tear for surgery, period. She is still seeing a chiropractic physician, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems lifting her daughter, comma, working on cars, comma, sitting over 2 hours, comma, sports such as rock climbing, hiking, and swimming, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sex, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include meloxicam and Adderall, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes meloxicam, comma, a leaf, comma, and a 10-unit period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for ADHD, comma, polycystic ovarian disease, comma, endometriosis, comma, hypertension, comma, anxiety, comma, and depression, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals that she has had her tubes removed, comma, cone biopsies, comma, and tonsil surgery, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the neck was never injured in the past period. Her left shoulder was never injured in the past period. She did develop left shoulder pain in approximately 2019 from her daughter sleeping on it, period. She had pain approximately 2 days and was told that it was a kink in her neck, period. She saw her family doctor probably only once without any permanency or treatment other than over-the-counter medicines, period. The patient was involved in automobile accidents as a child, but no injuries that she can remember as she was too young, period. She developed a work injury last year involving both shoulders, comma, her rib cage, comma, neck pain, comma, and mid-back, period. A piece of equipment was thrown at the patient, period. She did see a chiropractic physician several times, period. The patient does not feel her present neck and shoulder pain is related to this work injury, period. The present tear in her shoulder is unrelated to the work injury, period. No work was missed, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is a sanitary lead worker, period. It involves tearing down and lifting for sanitary purposes, period. She missed approximately 2 months of work and presently needs to work a lighter type job that is less physical. However, she can work a full-time, period. New paragraph. I did review an excessive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Emergency room report from Union Hospital in Terre Haute, September 1st, 2021, states 29-year-old female with no past medical history presents with mid-back, comma, left shoulder, and right wrist pain after MVA that occurred yesterday, period. Abnormalities noted on physical examination. Imaging was negative. She was discharged in stable condition. Instructed to follow up with her PCP. Assessment was motor vehicle accident. They prescribed cyclobenzaprin, period. X-rays of the left shoulder was negative for fracture or dislocation, period. Office clinic primary care progress notes, September 9th, 2021, for follow-up for a car wreck on Monday, period. Patient having left shoulder pain and some lower back pain, period. Assessment was 1, myalgia, number 2, adult ADHD, period. MRI of the shoulder left, December 29th. Exam was done September 30th, 2021. Conclusion, no deep partial or full thickness rotator cuff tear, period. Interventional radiology, right shoulder arthrogram. Finding contrast is noted in the right shoulder joint, period. Refer to MR arthrogram for additional findings. The report of the MRI showed partial thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon with extravasation of contrast into the subacromial subdeltoid bursa, consistent with an occult underlying full thickness defect such as a pinhole full thickness tear, period. Hootie Chiropractic Center, HUTTI, patient reports new symptoms of moderately severe frequent aching neck pain on the right, period, moderate severe frequent low back pain following an automobile accident, period. MRI of the cervical spine, December 1st, 2021. shows multi-level spondylitic spurring without cord compression or cord change, period. Two mild multi-level uncovertebral, that's UNCOVERTEBRAL, that's mild multi-level uncovertebral spurring without exiting impingement, period. UMG Orthopedics Office Notes, September 16th, 2023. Diagnosis is left and right shoulder pain, period. X-rays of the bilateral shoulder showed benign appearing bilateral shoulders, period. Another set of notes from UMG Orthopedics, August 16th, 2023. Cherokee is a pleasant 31-year-old female in office with left shoulder pain, period. Assessment is 1, left shoulder pain, 2, right shoulder pain. The patient reports bilateral shoulder pain. MRI of her right shoulder with interarticular dye showed partial thickness tears of the supraspinatus, period. I did not see anything from the MRI that would suggest surgical intervention was necessary at this time, period. Another UMG pain records, Terre Haute, November 16th, 2021, 26-year-old female presents to the clinic with complaint of pain to the upper back that radiates into the shoulders and down the bilateral arms, period. Assessment, cervical radiculopathy, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandela, found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of August 30th, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain and radiculopathy, period. 2, bilateral shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and tear of the supraspinatus tendon on the right, period. The above two diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of September 30th, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the cervical region, referring you to Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the shoulders, utilizing Table 15-5, the patient qualifies for a 10% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 6% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. When we use the combined value charts, the patient has a 9% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of August 30th, 2021, period. By permanent impairment, I am inferring that the patient will have permanent pain and diminished range of motion in both areas for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised that she will need more injections in her shoulders and thus far has only had 1 injection, period. Additional injections will cost approximately $3,500, period. Ongoing medications such as meloxicam and over-the-counter medications will cost $85 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Further chiropractic and or physical therapy will cost approximately $2,500, period. A TENS unit costs $500, period. She is continuing to follow up with her neurologist. And additional expenses from them would be approximately $1,000, period. She is scheduled in the near future for an additional shoulder MRI, which will cost approximately $2,500, period. Although she was advised at this time, surgery is not necessary as she ages, this may very well become a necessary option, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, as well as taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, but have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.